This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's word just now that retail sales in the U.S. only treaded water September to October that is weaker than expected. A separate reading on consumer sentiment is due in a bit, and that's been looking relatively upbeat. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Are you better off financially than last year? How does next year look? Is it a good time for a big purchase? These are the economic psychology questions the University of Michigan asked people to tally consumer sentiment. It is up 3.6% over last year and generally risen for 4 years. Economist Gus Fauché at PNC Bank uses the index to predict the behavior of consumers.
They're not going hog wild, but they are feeling a little bit more comfortable. They're a little bit more willing to spend on big ticket items, on luxury items.
But Jeff Dominitz at Resolution Economics, how does he use the index?
Honestly, I don't use it at all.
It turns out the index goes back to 1952, and since then it is asked, is it a good time to buy a stove or a fridge?
I don't think now, when we talk about major household items, you know, 60-some-odd years later, that those would be the first things to come in mind.
As opposed to, say, a new laptop for the holidays. There are now other measures of consumers, and Dominitz finds the consumer sentiment number oversold. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.